Above in Sukkah, Beis Adar Beis Heitav Shin Mem Aleph, March 8th, 1981, on Sunday.
So it is reference to the case, let's say this is the day for Mitzoy. This is the day for Mitzoy. And here the now here are the three families. And then you put Schach. So you put Schach. Now suppose in the middle, starting, stemming from the day for Mitzoy, there is a strip of Schach Posel, of a Dalit Wochen week. Dalit Wochen week. Let's say, if you have, let's say, a Schach here, and then you have, and then that's Schach Posel, and then you have Schach here, and in the middle you have Schach Posel, Dalit Wochen week. Or you have Abla, Gimut Wochen week. So then it is, the whole sukkah becomes kosher. Why? Because Dalet Vochim Schach Kosher in the middle coming from the day from the Mitzoy splits the sukkah into two sukkahs. So there is no tzil. Because in order to be a sukkah sheiro, there has to be a tzil between the schach and the tfalis. So each spot in the sukkah has to have a three tvanis. Now suppose you put the daven here, remove. So this cannot be considered as a daven for the sukkah here. There has to be connection. So if you have schach posel dalet or avir gimel, so it splits the sukkah into two halves. So merely it means this is sukkah number one and this is sukkah number two. And there is no connection between the two portions, because the schach posel of dalet splits it into two. So melee, each portion of sukkah has only two tfanis. This portion has this deifen and this, and this has this deifen and this. So this section sukkah does not have this deifen, and this section sukkah does not have this deifen. So melee, it's possible. This is what Esau says. What is it?
That's supposed
to have a circle with four walls. So then it will not be possible if you have four walls. So it will not be possible. As long as there will remain, as long as there remain three families for each section sukkah, so it's kosher. Avo imaske nadeve shebitzad umehale chadadeve shechinede. Suppose the schach posel now again. And suppose the schach posel starts here. Minatzah, it starts here. So then, and it goes over the whole width of the sukkah. So then, Avu maskna deepen shebitzah. Now let's say this is the strach kosher. And here you have strach kosher, and here you have strach kosher, and here you have the street of strach kosher. So then, a maskna deepen shebitzah be malach ala deepen shebitzah. If nisha mina kosher leizach deepen emtzoi kishio hechsha sutek sheo. In other words, this is the street of strach kosher. And here you have strach kosher, here you have strach kosher, here you have strach kosher, here you have strach kosher. So if from here to here you have Zayin al Zayin, some male, and this portion of the sukkah has three planets. So in Misha Mihakya, in Akosha, we said them so if Shia Haksha Sukkah Shayo, do we so give planets, we shall start up Pesach Psuot. But so then this portion of the sukkah will be Shayo because it has three planets, because it divides. These three kosakos will divide the sukkah into two sukkahs. This head and this head. This head has three planets. There is a connection. This does not have. Shkudo is the planets as a pesach psuo. The heiche, the abi, or the apostle, in the halkan of Nikola sukkah, kigeri, the ike, the emza, suko, al So, one thing is sure, that if you have here Schach Kosher, but in the middle, you have Dalud al Dalud Schach Kosher, or Gimel al Gimel, in the middle of the Sukkah. So, one thing is sure, if from here till, let's say, that's the middle, where you have the Schach Kosher. So, if from here to here, so you have Zayin al Zayin, then everything is Kosher. Even here, because there is a connection. But Taisa says it's so big. Maybe even if from here to here there is no Zayin al Zayin. But when we tariff everything, this portion is Sukkah, and the portion here in Natsar, and the portion here in Natsar, so there will be Zayin al Zayin, so it will also be Kosher. That's the sub. Lipseo, vein bischach posu shio lipseo, and mitzav in zeim ze lipseo. Now, suppose the schach posu by itself does not have that. The other by itself does not have it. But, if we wanted the mitzav and the schach posu together, with the other, then there would be enough to pass. So now, what can you say, in zeim ze lipseo? Kidu isho mishio arayu adore, kidam dino, umiyu heiched yike. Shnei prochim schach posu, ushnayim shel schach posu, ushnayim shel schach posu, vi abi mafsi bineyem poches nidimu, ikel nisvuti. So take this as a song. Suppose you have on one side two prochim schach posu, and then there is two prochim abi, inter, and then in the bin, and then again schach posu, here you have schach posu, here you have schach posu. Two tvachim here, and two tvachim here, and in the middle there is two tvachim out. So Teisa says it's something. Whether it's mitzvah or it's not mitzvah. ומי היבן כשני תוכן? שחפוס, ושניים של שחפוס, ויעד המעסיק בין תוכן מגיעו, איתם יסבוקה. אם שני הפסוקים יצטרפים לבוא, ריבזולת הסוכה, ושם הוא קידה במעסיק בינתיים, לא יצטרפים. אוי שם הוא, שני בין באוויר גימו מצטרפים. ומי הולך את הרכב עם פסולים דלת, ואוויר, פוחס מגיבו, מעסיק במהם, אין אוויר משלימי לבוא. ומה שחי שני, ומה שחי שני, כיסוסו, מחס לובו, ולאמרים לו בלעד. So one thing is both today says that if the total of the schachposo does not have done it for, but if let's say you have let's say suppose you have here schachposo, and then you have schachposo. Yes, schachposo. Tutvoch. And then here you have abir. Tutvoch. You have abir tutvoch. So then he says, in such a case, it's certainly not possible. Here you have a letter with sumin dalo. The abir, poches, migimu, mabzi bineye. In other words, suppose you have, let's say, you have here you have schachposo, and then you have one tefach schachposo, and here then you also have one tefach schachposo, and here you have intervened two tvochim avos. So together with Avi, you have four tvochim. You have four tvochim. So then it's a chites. Then the suit doesn't pass the suit. When does Teisa say this? Why? Because we don't say look back. When does Teisa say this? If on one side you have two tvochim schachposo, on the other side you have two tvochim schachposo, that's on top of the suit. And in the middle you have two tvochim out. Then Teisa say this. Now the question that arises is mimonish. Tesis apparently takes it for granted that we don't say Lobo Lahachi. If we don't say Lobo Lahachi here, so why in the first case does he have his offering? We don't say Lobo Lahachi here. So he has his offering in the case where you have Tutvochim Sachposo and Tutvochim Sachposo and Tutvochim Adam. So he has his offering, so there's an alternative, he does pass. Why does he pass at all? We only have, they're not together. Suppose this Chachposo would be two Tvochim Chachposo, and then two Tvochim Chachposo, and then two Tvochim Chachposo. Then it's certainly not possible, because in order that four Tvochim should pass on, the four Tvochim with has to be together, not in different places. So if the intervening street is Chachposo, so then there is no doubt that it doesn't pass. But he says, has a sofi, in the case where there is no schachposo in between. There is just two tvochim schachposo, and then two tvochim adi. Maybe he does pass. Why? Only if we apply the law of logo. Without logo. So, how could it be possible? Because if you have two tvochim here and two tvochim here schachposo, and here there would be interposed, two tvochim schachposo, it certainly wouldn't pass, because four tvochim can only pass if it's not a mechel. Not if it's not a mechel. Here it's not a mechel either, because there is two tvochim adir in the beginning. But if we apply the law of Bogu, then there is no two tvochim of adir in the beginning. But Teisa says, as a chites, we don't say lo mechel. So why does Teisa say it's something in the first case? That's the kasha that is raised by the Rav Avraham in Siman Tov Reish Lamed Beis. So Teisa says, "Umil heichad lekem b'tzurim dalet, v'yavda tochas megimu mafsi b'neihem ina avya mashlim l'avo b'meshachei shvei kisos machmas lovud v'lamrin lovud l'hachmiya l'amrin lovud l'hachmiya." So that's a cheat. So why in the first case does he have a suffix? So the Mogabon raises that question. You see me talking about it? Now the Shonot, in Simen Tov Reish on the base, Siv Gimel, Siv Dalet, mentions the subject of faces. In Mechav, Tov Reish on the base, Siv Dalet. In Yeishach Posol Beis Tepach, Veitzchach Posol Beis Kohen, the Avya Pochus Mishleim Shom Mavzi Bereyeh, Yeishli Yistapik, Im Shnei Atsuri Yistapi, Livzi Lassu. So the Rabbon says, in Sifei, in Yisrach, Miu, Kimei, Vipsuni, Gale, Ulamrino, Shei Choshev Kisosum, Machna Slobo, Ulamrino, Lobo, Lahakta, that's the cases. But he mentioned the name of the two. The two says the same thing. Peyush, Nei, Yidamrino. So the Rabbon was bothered by this difficulty, one of them. So he says, Peyush, Nei, Yidamrino, Nei, Choshev, Ki, Mishneim, Smuchim, Zelozeh, מכל מוקים לים רימון, שהוא כנפו בהם ביסוס ומשחח פוסו. Now you remember that I said once that in explaining the Shittas of Hashem, in explaining the Shittas of Hashem, who say that the Shittas of Moses Hashem, that even though Avya Pochas Medimu doesn't pass at the Sukhe, but it's in Hashem time. That's the Shittas of Rashi and the Nita, the Roshim Tesis, Tesis Medimu, it's another Roshim. So, it's a Yishen Tachta, only by Schach Posel, Pochets Megibo, in the Sukitane, and according to most Hashem, even Pochets Medalet, by Sukit Bele, so it's Yishen Tachta. But by Avia, Pochets Megibo, Bele Sukitane, Bele Sukit Bele, so it's a Yishen Tachta. So it's a Yishen Tachta. So, the question arises, but there's a lot of Lobot. Lobot means it's completely so-so. So I say that there are two Alochas of Lobot. There is one Alocha of Lobot that a Pirat say get less than 3 Tvachim is not considered as a get. It's not considered as a get. It's considered Sosu. But then, by Mechitzes, there is an extra Alocha that if, let's say, you have, let's say, here one Kohen, and then you have another Kohen, Mechitzes, so then, and there is 2 Tvachim, Avi of Bineyeh, so then there is a loche of Lobot of Mechitzes, that we say that this Kone extends to this Kone, that they extend, like Gudachas. So it's not only that it's not considered a Pirtze. It's not considered a Pirtze. But we say that this Kone extends, the two Konim extend to each other, and we have coming that, let's say, if this is a tepach and this is a tepach, and then there is a gap of 2 Tvachim, so we consider that there is a coming of 4 Tvachim, because it extends like Gudas Mechitz there, like Gudas Mechitz there. So the halacha is, so, in other words, so that's only Gabe Mechitz. So there is a special halacha of Lobot of Mechitzes, and that there is a special halacha of Lobot of Mechitzes can be seen from the Gemara that Ches in Shabbos. There is a special halacha of Lobot of Mechitzes. The halacha of Lobot of Mechitzes implies that it extends. Mashiach, ki the other halacha of Lobot, does according to this shape, who explained the Gemara that it is, ze kosher bin sheni tachto, ze kosher bin sheni tachto. That only by Schach Posel it's Yishen Tachto. But by Abim it's Yishen Tachto, but there is a lot of Lobot. The answer is, since it's Israel, so no miracles. So there we do not say that it extends. We do not say it extends. It's not poets. So maybe it doesn't, if it's not poets, so maybe it cannot pass this, it cannot split a suke into two sukes, because it's not poets. There is a connection in so-so. But not that the Israel extends from one corner to the other. That's the shittes of a shit. So, the Mogadron here says that even that there are two halachas, so according to what I will say then, so there are two halachas of lovehood. One halacha of lovehood is that it's not poets, it's considered sosa. The other halacha of lovehood, that's of lovehood mechitzes, that it extends. The Mogadron says here mechitzes, that even when there is no mechitze, let's say, but here we are talking of schach posa, that's not mechitzes. That the schach is placed on a horizontal plane, not on a vertical plane. Mechitzes means if it's set up over a height of 10 tefachim in a vertical plane, that's mechitzes. But here we are talking about schach. So the Rambam says, Shati says, that even in love with that halacha, it's not only is there a halacha of love in Shach that it is considered tzoso, and then there is another halacha of love of mechitzes that we consider that it extends like Budakis mechitzes. But even in Shach, not in mechitzes, there are also two separate halachas of love. One halacha of love is that a gap less than Gimut Tochim wide is not considered as a gap. It's not considered false. And then there's another halacha that we say that it extends. So Melele Tesis has a pshitis. In the case where we have, let's say, one tefach schachpos, another tefach schachpos. So together it's only two tefachim. And then in the middle there is avia. Two tefachim, then it certainly doesn't pass. Then it certainly doesn't pass. Why? Because we do not say Lobulah in any way. So that the implication being that we would say Lobulah. But Lahachmer we don't say Lobulah. Because if we were to say Lobulah in this case, well, this has a width of the tefach, this has a width of the tefach, and here the gap of Avi is too tefachim, so how could it be possible? If we were to apply the aloche of Lobud Lahachmir in the sense that it extends, in other words, that this connect extends to this connect. So it becomes four tefachim if it extends, if let's say the coin had become inflated and started to expand miraculously. To start to expand. So then we would have four tefachim schachos. So that we don't say Lahachmir. That's a chickens. That we do not say the halacha of love, we do not apply the halacha of love in the sense that it extends, that it expands. That we do not say that. But we say that even we got a snap. Here we are not dealing with funnies, with the chitzes. That's a big chitzes thing. But chitzes is this okay in the case where you have a strip of schach posel here, two tefachim. And this strip of schach posel here, two tefachim. So then, we don't have to resort to the concept that we consider as if it extended. Because we don't need any extension. We don't have to have recourse to any extension. Because the two together have four tefachim. But in order to pass the modern four tefachim schach posel, should pass all, there must be mimokinechot. And here, there are not mimokinechot. So maybe the other halacha of lovehood, that it's not considered a build. So maybe there is a connection, you see. In other words, so according to Tesis, there are two halachas of lovehood. One halacha of lovehood is that it's not a build. And that halacha that it's not a pirtze perhaps applies even the chum. Then there is another halacha of lovehood, not only mechitzes, In Mechitzes it goes without saying that there is a halacha of Lovud of Mechitzes that we consider as if it extends. Just like with Ahis, we consider that if it extends. So, but even in Schach, Likume, there is another halacha of Lovud that we consider that one corner of Schach extends to the other corner of Schach that is less than 3 tvachim away from it. So, that other being of Lavud, we certainly don't apply Lechum. But as to whether the first din of Lavud, that less than 3 tvachim gap, is not considered a pirutze, whether that din does take effect Lechum, so takes it as a result. This is what the Magadrom says. Miu, in any Vixuin Dale, we are given Sheikhoshik Kisosum, Machmas Lavud. We are given Lavud Lahakim. Now, last time, when we went over the Gemara of Ahuda Shebebayis, so someone after the Shia asked me a very strong question, and I didn't want to discuss it last time, because I wanted to go over this thesis and the pshat of the Magen the thesis, in order to discuss it. Now, the Gemara that you had, last time, so on Thursday we discussed and we went over this Gemara. There is a machlekes between Rabach and Rabbeinu whether we say Lovud Beemtza or we don't say Lovud Beemtza. So the Gemara says, my time, when I'm doing Lovud Beemtza, it now, Ahuba Shevi Bais, Ubo Peseach Tefa, Tubo Be Bais, is Kunitomi, Mash Kinegid Ahubo Toye, because Kinegid Ahubo is not part of the Teah. Tumo keneged Ahubo, kova bayis komitoi, again, because the keneged Ahubo is not part of that bayis. It's outside the bayis. Ein ba Ahubo pisiach tepa, tumo du bayis keneged Ahubo toi, tumo keneged Ahubo, kova bayis komitoi. So anyway, so Rashi says, according to Rashi, I didn't discuss it, but actually there is a machlekes between Rashi and the Mitzvah. Where the Kasha, according to Rashi, so the Kasha of the Gemara is from the ratio of the Mishnah. According to the Ritvo, the Kasha of the Gemara is from the center of the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentions, according to this verse, there is another verse that the Rishayim is in the Mishnah, and the Rishayim say that it's Mishabeshes, the other verse is Mishabeshes. So, the Rishayim on the whole accept this verse in the Mishnah in Kale, in all. So the ratio has reference to the case. Where, as reference to the case where the gap in the skylight is a tefach. So in other words, it's not 3 tvachim, but a tefach it is. The same way has reference to the case where the gap is not even a tefach. Rashi says that the value of the mandoma who says in Lomu Beemtza is from the Reish, because the Reish says that Ahuba should be bait. So the two of the bodies is fully tomic. Mashikinegarubo is toya. So the question is, even the keilim that is kinegarubo, if we say there is a lot of Lovud Beemtza, so if there is a gap here there is a gap, on top, the sky. So the melee should not be considered as a gap, because Lovud. So there is no skylight. With our eyes we see there is a skylight, there is an opening in the ceiling of the tefach. But if we were to apply the halacha of Lovud Beemtza, so then this skylight of the tefach is not really a skylight of the tefach. It's also. So anyway, if it is not a gap of a tefach, it's completely so. So even Mashiach Ahuba should be taught, because there is no. So why does the Mishnah say Mashiach Ahuba Toya? So it's a raya. This is what Rabbah mentions. It's a raya that any woman bears. This is how Rashi says. The Ritva, I mean, this is just has nothing to do with the stasis, but since I'm going over the Gemara again, so I want to mention, the Ritva says that the Ghaliyah by Rabbah, the Ritva of the Beemtza is not from the Reish. but it's from the same. Because by Tumei Deriz Alohe, cheat of the ritual is, since by Tumei Deriz Alohe, in order to bring Tumei from one bias to the other, let's say you have one wall, and then you have another wall, or you set up a wall between in one room, in the middle of the room, you set up a wall. So then there is a mess. On one side of the wall, so all the people on the other side of the wall will not be talking, because it's a separate area. But suppose in that wall there is a hole, and the hole is tefach al tefach, so then it's maybe the two. If there is a mess on one side of the wall, so all the people and all the cavemen in the other side of the wall will also become tamei. Why? Because there is a pesach tefach in the wall. So that's a special aloha in tumah. So the ritva shita is, since by tumah there is a special aloha that a pesach tefach is maybe tumah from one bias into the other, where there is a wall that's a partition that separates this bias from the other bias. So the melee here we can certainly could not apply the aloha of lovul if it has a tefach. Because by tumah there is a special aloha that if you say Achtefach is maybe tumah. Rashi holds too, there is a special aloha by tumah, that if you say Achtefach is maybe tumah. That's only in connection with the tumah being spreading from one part, from one bias into the other. So then there is aloha. Of course, there we certainly couldn't say, we couldn't ask, how could the if you say Achtefach spread the tumah from this bias into the other bias, but there is a local woman. So, in other words, we don't have any Pesach Tefach. That's the halacha nation in Sinai, that Pesach Tefach is maybe tumah. But that halacha nation in Sinai only applies to the spreading of tumah from one bias into the other, but it doesn't apply to the case where there is a skylight on top. That's why Rashi says that the Raya by Rabacher, the Hilo of Benza, is from Reish. But the Ritva says, since by Tumah there is a special halacha that the Pesach Tefach is maybe Tumah from one bias into the other, so we may, even if we were to apply the halacha of Lovot Beemtza, it would only apply to a case where it's less than Tefach, but not to a case where it's Tefach more, but less than three Tefachim. Because there is certainly a special halacha, a special Zerzakoset by Tumah, that if there is an opening vis-a-vis tumah, an opening of the tefach is not considered sosah. Because of that aloha, that the pesach tefach can spread the tumah from one bias into the other. So the kasha of the Gemara is, the raya of Rabache, according to the ritual, is from the Seif. Because the Seif says, ein baruch of pesach tefach, where the skylight is in less than the tefach. So if less than the tefach, so we don't have anything that is less than the tefach, then we don't have any special aloha kabitum. Kabitum, you have a special aloha that Pesach tefach is maybe tumah. But only Pesach tefach. But if less than the tefach, we don't have any special aloha. And since the Mishnah, the Sefer says, even in regard to the case where the skylight is less than the tefach, tumah b'bayis, why is it toyer? But since the actual gap is less than tefach, so the melee vis-a-vis a gap less than tefach, we don't have a special zerzakosot coming to me. And still it says that kineged dahuba toyer. So it's a raya that we don't say all. We don't say all. Now, the kasha is, so what does Gemara say? The Mandora, what does Rabbeinu say with that Mishneh? So he says, Vidoch, Shani Hilchas Tumah, the Hochet Miravu. Yochet Miravu. So how does Rashi say, Hochet Miravu in Sinai, the Yvobu Be'emtza, Ume Aloha Lidavim Mida Achite, El Ahud Yitma. So in other words, Rabbeinu says, it's a special Zeres HaKosov, it's a special Aloha in Mishneh Sinai. That vis-a-vis Tumah, there is no Aloha Vot. Only vis-a-vis Tumah. But the question is, since there's a sense, as in the Moposha, that we don't say Lovi Bahachmi, so what's the raya of Rabach that we don't say Lovi Bemtza? Whether the raya is from the Reish of the Mishneh, or the raya is from the Seif of the Mishneh, But here, if we were to apply Logos, then it would be Logos Lahatzmiya. Without Logos, so there is no Tumasi. Without Logos, so that part of the bias that is connected to the skyline is not part of the bias, it's outside the bias. But if we want to apply Logos Logos, then there is no skyline, there is no gap. But, so then it would be becoming Tumasi. So then we would in effect be applying the Aloch of Lobo Lachmia. But Asia says we don't say Lobo Lachmia. We don't say Lobo Lachmia. So that's a very strong cash. So if not for Ashi, one could say this is really what the Gemara means. If not for Ashi's child. Now we pass like the Mandoma. We pass like the Mandoma Yesh Lobo Lachmia. So the Gemara says, Vido, Shami Ruches Tume, the Ochet Miralu. So now, so without the Pshat of Rashi, we could say, Gemara doesn't mean there is a special halacha in Mishneh Sinai, that vis-a-vis Tume we don't say Lobo. Vis-a-vis Tume we don't say Lobo. But, now, I mean, where is that halacha in Mishneh Sinai? We could say that halacha in Mishneh Sinai is implicit in the halacha that the Pesach Tefach is spread, is made Tume from one bias to the other. But the question is, if by Tume there is a lot of Lobo, so how could it bring the Tume from one bias to the other? By applying Lobo, there is no Pesach. Because Lobo means there is no gap. So that could be the Pshat of Hashem. But without Hashem Pshat, we could say that the moment doesn't mean Shayo Tume, Shayo Chestume, Yehochet Miralim. Because here it would be Lehachmir, and Lehachmir we don't say Lobot, according to Rabbi, and we pass the Rabbi. But Rashi says, no, that the Pshat Gemara is not Shami Chestume, the Ochet Miralu, because it's Lehachmir, and we don't apply the Aloha of Lobot Lehachmir. He says, Tume is an exception. Tume is an exception to the Aloha of Lobot. But not Tume. So we would apply Lobo in an analogous case, even if it would be Lahachmir. So the question is, what Esther says, we don't say Lahachmir, we don't say Lobo Lahachmir, but according to what the Mordav Rom says, so it's not difficult. Because, take the Mordav Rom says, that when does Esther say as if she says, that we don't say Lobo Lahachmir, that's vis-a-vis the other halach of Lobo. That Lobot implies that this extends to the other part. That we don't say Lahachmir, is a pshitus. Mashein kei, the first halacha of Lobot, that a gap less than three tefachim is not considered as a pirutze, is considered so, that we say in Lahachmir. So the melee, here we don't have to resort to the halacha that it extends, as long as it's not considered a pirutze. And it's also, so maybe it's part, so Mashiach Rubo is part of the same bias. Oh, but then, so maybe it's not difficult anymore. But he says, according to what the Lord Avon says, in Simen Top Reish Lamed Beis, so that's actually the Sophocles cases. If we have two strips of Schachpos, two tvochim each strip, and then you have a gap of Tutvochim Adi. So Teisves has his office. So there is one alternative in Teisves that even in that case is kosher. Why? But since this halacha, that a gap of less than three tvochim is considered as no gap and is completely so it is considered, so the two strips are considered the Mokim Echol. There is a connection. Is the Mokim Echol, it's not considered poles. There is no gap between them. So it's a Mokim Echol, so it certainly should pass. Why does Teisves say in one alternative that it doesn't pass? So there is one alternative in Teisves that even the first halacha of Lobot, we don't apply Lahachmir. Not only the second halacha of Lobot, that it's considered as if it extended, as if it became inflated, to such an extent that one reached the other, extended to the other. But if the first halacha, that it's no pirtze, we only say in Kuhn. But we do not say lechume. So the question is, according to that alternative, that in the first halacha of Yovel, we do not apply Rechumre, so what's the pshat in the Gemara? So then we have to say, according to the other alternative cases, that even the first din of Yovel, we do not apply Rechumre, so the pshat in the Gemara is not like Rashi. But, Shalil Cheskuna Dochad Miralo, in other words, that we do not say Rechumre, we do not say the halacha of Yovel. Not after two. Alright. Now, next case is Habege Gimu Al Gimu. Mishnehi Miseches Keli Perik Chobzai. Perik Chobzai. Boche Nisli. Habege Mitamei Mishnehi Gimu Al Gimu Limetres. Mishnehi Gimu Al Gimu Litamimes. Hasaka Bo Ala Bo. Voei Chamish Al Chamisho. ומאבד שישה או שישה שובים למדרס ולתמימץ והשם לתמימץ והשתי הבגד גימורץ פויס על גימורץ פויס לתמימץ במעבין הולך ומדריקים מדחסים והבגד החולבני אבל מדרס ולמיד ודחוזר ונשים ובכוחס עם גמיטרוחים על גמיטרוחים לא יחוז סבלו ומאבד שובים למדרס ולתמימץ Now, here, take the face. And sometimes you find that expression Gimu al Gimu in the Mishnah. Gimu al Gimu. So here, even though it says Habeget mitamei Mishum Gimu al Gimu mitamei Mishum Gimu al Gimu mitamei. But so Gimu al Gimu is mentioned in connection with Tumas Medres and the connection with Tumas Mes, but they have reference to different things because. When it says Mishum Gimu Al Gimu Limedres or Gimu Al Gimu means Shleisha Tvochim Al Shleisha Tvochim. Shleisha Tvochim Al Shleisha Tvochim. When it says Mishum Gimu Al Gimu Limedres, it doesn't mean Shleisha Tvochim Al Shleisha Tvochim, but it means Gimu Etz Boyes Al Gimu Etz Boyes. Gimu Etz Boyes Al Gimu Etz Boyes. The Sorcino translation in Shabbos, I mean not in Sukkot, in Shabbos, made that mistake, the one who translated it. So when it says Gimu al Gimu in Gemara, it means Gimu etz Boyes al Gimu etz Boyes, so he translates it into Gimu Tvochim al Gimu Tvochim. But it's two separate things. Sometimes Gimu al Gimu, when Gemara uses Gimu al Gimu, it means Gimu etz Boyes al Gimu etz Boyes, and sometimes when the expression Gimu al Gimu is used in the Gemara, it means Gimu Tvochim al Gimu Tvochim. So, regarding Medres, it means Gimu al Gimu Tvochim. But, regarding Tomemes, it means Gimu al Gimu is voice. Why? Gimu al Gimu is voice is Chozlani. A poor person makes use even of a small piece of bread that has just Gimu al Gimu is voice. But a rich person wouldn't bother with such a small piece of material. So it throw it away. But if it has Gimu Tvochim al Gimu Tvochim, even a rich person will not throw it away. So regarding Tumas Medres, we must have a Shio Choshu that will fulfill function for a rich person. Mashinke, regarding Tumas Medres, so if it has that Shio that is used by a poor person, so it's enough, it's mekabel. Vahashti habeget gimu etzboyens al gimu etzboyens utamemes limalvino lokeh amemadrikim mitechsim vahabeget dechozel ani avu medres tomu bimide dechozel yishim umipoches ligimu tvochim al gimu tvochim lechozel avu sak veeli umapetz shobim medres ulutamemes viton alo habeget vahsak veeli vahamapetz mistalkin zemzeh Mishnah he tell kochen is beyah b'sachas miyot. He could only say for Omer Abshime, my time is she ruin with Tami b'meishim. So that's why they can be mitzvah, even though they have different shul. So one tefach of beget can be mitzvah with three tvochim of sach. The chomo can be mitzvah to the kav. To kav. Why? Even though this is a shiur of three tvochim, and this is a shiur of four tvochim, but since all beget and sach have something in common, namely that if you make, you adapt, you dream something for a nation, whether you make it out of begging or out of sack or out of day or out of market. So still it is the couple to me, so mainly we can be so. Because don't say about my time if we can be in the nation. No, I can't be new. So this says it first, that take is in the razé. That's not such a double portion. So the most humble, the most humble of all is better, because even three tochim are enough to be the character. The next humble is Zach, 4 tochim, and the next humble is Eliel, 5 tochim, and the next humble, or the least humble, is Matthias, or is Matthias. So, according to the first Washington Taste says, now, one thing, of course, is clear, according to everybody, that when the Mishnah says that better than Zach is Mitzurek, so only the more humble can be Mitzurek to the less humble, but not the reverse. In other words, if you have, in order to have a piece of Zach that should be becoming to me, it must have Dalet al Dalet Tochim. Suppose the piece of sack has Gimel al Gimel Tochim, and then you attach to it a Tefach al Tefach of the Beged, so then it's Mitzurek. But suppose you have 2 by 2 of the Beged, and then you join to it a 1 by 1 of sack, then not. So in other words, you, in order to be Mitzurek, so you have to attach the Mochamu to the Leshamu. That's clear according to everybody. The Mishnah says in so many words. But then Taisa says here that even when you join the Mochamu to the Leshamu, so only if you join the Mochamu to the one that is next to it. Let's say you join a Tefach of Beged to three Tvochim of Sak. But suppose you join a Tefach of Beged to 4 Tvochim of Eir, then not, because Eir is not the next Chum. That's the Isfes first question. Our Beged Eir, who is Sak of Apet, the Shiur of the Chetit, as I say, it's not the next Chum. So, Eim Itzav, Vidav Ke Chum of Mitzav of Mitzav. That's Pshit is a Kolei Dari. But we call the Chum. That's a mission for Ashes. Kitan Hosom Mitzav Eskeh. Hoyeris a base in a beggar, the Hunasak, Shish Nasaga from the air, above the air, the Hunamapet, Toya, Hamishin Amapet, the Hunair, above the air, the Hunasak, Himasak, the Hunabeg Tommy, Zapa, Kosha Hibo in the Hongo Menitomi, in the Kal Menitomi. Oh, then he says, at first he says that in order to be Mitzari, the Mohom, to the less homo, so only the next line. The next common line, but not if it's not the next common line. Then he says, but from the washing of this Mishnah, it's mashma that you don't have to be mitzalim. Let's say a piece of beged to sack. You can be mitzalim a piece of beged to air too, even though it's not the next line. Umitechakbal the also puye mashma loavda hikadol maslis in the start of zeras. Tiritnanam seyam ekulon tevach. Mishnah also besides Kaili. The Beis and Emshi Katze Tefa, we are saying with Aloi, Limada Shel Chamei Atomei. In other words, even if he'll take a piece of matrix, of the matrix, and but he'll trim it, and he'll adapt it, so that it could be used on top of the Chamei, so then it will become a Tomei. Even if it was Mikatzea, if he trimmed it and adapted it, and that deliberately, for that purpose, so then it's becoming to me, even if it is of a metal, of a madness. Bohadid al-Nazal Neymar, hoyu v'shobi l'chai v'tayim v'sapas v'ilah v'sivkele kodshim v'zbeach, kitzeya mikulon v'osov v'hem, beget l'mishka, sholem shlemesha, tevach l'achiza. So, v'osov v'hem, beget l'mishka, Shomish, Remesha, Tefach, Leachize Kosho, Kalema, Laase Ploy, Remishko, Kige, Lika, Urikeses, Urishon, Bor, Mayechot. So, Leamichot, Remishko, Ishir, Aboy, Kim, Tvochi, Dumye, Remesha, Tefach, Dahan, Laase Ploy, Remesha. So, in other words, if he drinks it and he adapts it for Remesha, על קבי החמאיה, so then it may tefach them in the kabutum, because it's whole, it's adapted for that use. So, talas tonu kumadash hamer il roch, but if it is adapted for mishkev, so then it has to have gibul tefach. Now, because if present day for him, it will not be adapted for mishkev. The reason I hit the time, with the same time, Katsira will mishkev in Pochas Mishleisho, will make a tefach, will mind it kosher. The reason why I made Haina Achize the Milay. What does it mean? Achize kosher? So for certain purposes, even kosher fulfills a certain purpose. Let's say, lay mishkev, so even if you adapt it and you trim it, so it will not be capable of fulfilling any function unless it is three tefach. The mishkev. And relation, it will not be capable of fulfilling any function unless it has the cholapoch as a tefach. If it has a cholapoch as a tefach, so it can be used as a mishkev al gabei hachamei. And if, let's say, if it has three tefach, so and it's treated and adapted in a special way, so then it will be capable of fulfilling the function for mishkev, for ikar, or keses, or plaintiff, and so on. So even in mashing, for certain uses, it could be adapted. So what uses could be adapted even if it has a mashu, much less in a tefach. We also before Shmai Lachize, Omar Rishlokish, Shechinemi Vinal, the Masni Tetome, Hoy Romo Vikitz Tetay, Upirish Go, Roe is a mashu Leod. What does he name Vinavre? Leod, Kishimachritim is a mitri Shavarim, Kabisubi. Oy bishul dovo ki dir khaze ki rakh mashu beged al etzba u machu de satot ve ise smartu chalo etzboy ni shamer etzboy she in achut mi khatre na goetz those who are engaged in weaving so they have to be careful lest the needle the hood that is used in weaving will pierce his finger so in order to be protected against the hood piercing, puncturing his finger, so they were accustomed to take a small piece of leg and to wrap it around the finger that was involved, that was engaged in the knitting and the weaving. So in other words, so even though it's less, much less than a tefach, but it was trimmed and adapted for that purpose to be wrapped around the finger. So the main leg, it has the shape of the beged, and it can become a good. So then, machlat al ways is marv shal etzboi mishamer etzboi shinachut mechatri. They say shekeler etzboi koron ab. The role and a mashu can also be adapted for kitzis etzboi. Eisim shemevakim esatei umeuchin eisim keichim mashu al etzboi. In other words, those who are engaged in the processing of the tamei. So they do not want that their finger should become sticky from the shumen atemi. So what they do, they put a piece of bread on the finger that is engaged in the processing of the atemi. So if that piece of bread is adapted in a special way, so then even though it has a mash, much less in the tefah, it can fulfill the function. So the melee, it has a shem bege, so the melee can be covered. Eilom Benz, Hayle Mayo, Hitfanitz, Machshir Oiyo, Kone Kone Pochet Begim, Umikir Asmoli Polo Shapir, Da Hayanam Le Mayo, Upolich, Beinu Mandoma Perikam Leir Mikir Omishim Mekir, Beinu Mandoma Mishim Mechitze, So Yiv Ne Kone Ki Mandoma, So Rabachim says Eilom Benz, So he will say that so according to him it should not apply to Kero, even according to Mandoma, even according to Mandoma, that Kero Mishmechitze, because what does that mean? Kero Mishmechitze. So we say, Piti Koyo, he says. So if he puts a Kero, so then, on top of the Tukzeo, Ksobani, so then we say, the Piti Koyo, he says. But in order to apply the aloche of Piti Koyo, he says, it must have a Shem Kero. And the aloche in Kero is that it must reach from one end of the K-cell to the other end of the K-cell. In other words, if this is one K-cell, then here's the other K-cell. So in other words, so it must reach. But suppose you have two K-rays, and one reaches up to here, and then the other one reaches up to here, there is a gap between the two ends of the two K-rays. So if we were not going to apply the law of Wogud, then it will not acquire a Shem Keo. And if it doesn't acquire a Shem Keo, so maybe we couldn't apply the law of Pitikoye Viseitse. So here the law of Wogud would not be in the Chitzes. The law of Wogud would be in the Keo. Once it acquires a Shem Keo, then we can apply a Din of the Chitzes. But without Lovud, it wouldn't have a Shem Keo. So remember, the effect of Lovud would be not in the realm of Mechitze. The effect of Lovud would be in the realm of the horizontal plane, not in the realm of the vertical plane. So remember, according to this, my case says, Upo, Beim Adolot, Eretam, Beirem, Keirom, Shinekele, Beim Adolot, Shemechitze. Vintein, Imi, Lovud, Beemtza, Im Keirin, Tzilkso, Lovud, Lechamso, תפוסי עד שאין נחוסי יופי ומיובי כלים בית שאולי בונה כנערכות התרבח זאת אימון באמצע סודן דהלוכה של בי סודן דהלוכה של בי that if we don't apply the הלוכה of Lord באמצע so ממילא suppose you have a little gap in the schach, if you have a little gap in the schach, so it should not be kosher. Because if we apply the law of Lovut, so there is no gap. But according to Rabache, there is no law of Lovut. So the Mele, in that portion of the sukkah that happens to be beneath a gap in the schach, you should not be able to mikayim the mitzvah of sukkah, and it's almost impossible to be mikayim unless you are misachach so heavy that there is not a mashu gap in the schach, and that's practically almost impossible. It's possible, but almost impossible. So, latbirchi deoche maile kishavim lehalech al plikul uvisichuch nechlikul lishmak. So in other words, when does Rabache say a lot of Bemza, even though it's less than Litvochim, only if the whole strip runs across the whole length of the Sukhi? So according to Rabache, it's alright. It doesn't pass in the Sukhi. According to Rabache, so since there is no Halacha of Lavud, so maybe there is no connection between the portion of the Sukhi on the right side of that strip of Avir that is 2 tefachim or 1 tefach or even half tefach or even a fraction of a tefach, as long as that fraction of a tefach runs along the whole length of the sukkah, so maybe it splits the sukkah into 2 sections and one section of the sukkah is on the right of that strip and the other one is on the left of that strip, so maybe it will pass the sukkah. Mashainki, if you just have a gap that doesn't run it across the whole length of the sukkah, so then it certainly doesn't pass. This is the issue. Shadim al hapigulo uvisichok lechonishnayim v'odin sachach posok isl v'pochus na'abor v'avodah v'ilog b'emtza u'dobla v'monif shach yesa mishleisho ha'riyotso mitirashlovi v'atul hokhe mifeiser v'vishnechoshok v'yishreitzik u'matzul v'tam. So in other words, so we see, Tesis emphasizes it, and Rashi emphasizes it like many times, that the reason as to why Schach Posel, Poches and Dalet, does not pass on the Sukkah, but if it's Dalet, it does pass on the Sukkah, because if it's Dalet, it's considered the Mokeh Koshul as a substantial Mokeh in the Sukkah, and that splits the Sukkah into two, and Avir is considered, so we see, from the Gemara. So we see from the Gemara of Akifes and from the Gemara of Rabbe and Rabbanan Berab that other Pachas Megimo also is because if it's Pachas Megimo, it's not considered as a Mokim Choshev. But then, from the Machleket between Rabach and Rabbine, where the Yeshua of them, Tzarim of them, so it seems that the reason is why Rabbine says that Pachas Megimo Avir does not pass in the Sukkah is because of the Aloha Globo. so that he's healed. So, Reb Chaim explains it. In other words, that we have to resort to both our ways. Because, first of all, there is a loche of Insuke, that there must be a connection between all the three families and the Sach. If you put up, let's say, a date away from the other family and they are not connected, so then it's not considered as a date of the Insuke. So even if there is an intervening space of Tutvohim, so it still doesn't pass in the Suke. And it doesn't sever the connection between the families and the Sechach. Why? Because of our law. So in other words, there is no gap. So the melee, so there is a connection. But then there is another requirement in Suke that it has to be Tzilso Meruba Mechamso. It has to be Tzilso Meruba Mechamso. So the halacha is, so every spot of the Suke has to be Tzilso Meruba Mechamso. So why do we say that if there is a gap of less than, if there is a strip of Abia, let's say of 2 tvachim, less than 3 tvachim, so then the Suke is Sheol, true, there is a halacha of Lovut. So, Lovut only implies there is a connection. But Lovut doesn't imply that if there is an open gap, a strip of Abia, running over the whole length of the Suke, of 2 tvachim, or 2.5 tvachim. So, true, there is a halacha of Lovut. So, there is a tzivut between the Tvanim and the Sechach. But you cannot say that the one who sits beneath that strip of Adia, that he has still some of the Chamsa on the contrary, in that strip of Adia, there is Chamsa on the Roman Mitzilsa. So the Mele, the fact that there is a strip, a zone, where the Chamsa is the Roman Mitzilsa, that in itself should divide the Suke into 2 Sukes. Should divide the Suke into 2 Sukes. So that's how he is, because since it's less than 3 tvachim avir, so it's not considered as a mokim choshev to divide the Suke into 2 Sukes. So we have to resort to both others. Alright. Eva Rubot, is here, Tefa, to my bias in the Rubot toy, to my Rubot or bias toy. He said, because in generation, we go ahead and make the name Hill, such as only to the Hill, Lohan Meisel, Kushidel, has more, we had some Schneider, or Tefa.
Let's say, if this is
the and the schach is put here, let's say you put schach here. Now this is the projection. So and then there is an open and there is another projection here. So and here the open space, so we put kami on the open space. And beneath the kami we put columns, posts to support it. So there, and Rashi explains it, that between one colony and the other one column, or one post and another post, so it's less than 3 tvachim. So, sikhara barachsade sheishot tzim sheilo. So then there is no child. I mean, you have real skach and you have real machitzes, the colonies, the tzim. So these are the tvachis, and one is removed from the other less than 3 tvachim. But shailim is sheilo tzim. Suppose it has no columns, no posts, and he just put up schach, and it was supported on the projections, the kamei schach was supported on the projections. Is it a good sukkah or not? So, abaye or machshel? Why? Because this is one projection. Now, this is one projection. Let's say, I'll put it here. So this is one projection. This is one projection. And then there's another projection. And he put, let's say, and this is the schach. And this is the schach. So mele, this is the schach. So mele, Abaye says, piti kol yel v'seisi. The thickness of the tikkun of these projections, so we consider it's the halacha of gudachis, as if it went down. So now, suppose it had expanded, it had inflated the tikkun. So then you would have a real wall, but it didn't. So we imagine as if it did. So in Mele, we have a real machitzes. And Rabbi says, we don't say tikkun yelisei. Right. Abaye omar sheirot aminu ktivi yelisei. Rabbi omar psulo lo yaminu tikkun yelisei. Now let's see the Rashi. Sichar gavasam yeshot kim ki chotam kim tachsad ibam yishmas nisim yisir ba'avim yishol chotzea yisom hachach hachas kim yishol hachsad ve yichitze shnim yis meyo yis lisuke yim yish yitikha zahachsad ve yis amar ba'amitz abu tzara suke so mele we couldn't have light aloche of the ikhakumot abu tzara suke yishol hachsad ve tzim ramudim kim chalim yis ubineyem pofes koches mishlo yishol yis kshir otam yim lovo. So there couldn't be any question about it, even though the Gemara has a second rush that according to Rabbi, even in such a case, Yeshua Tzini, it's not a good sukkah. Because those Tzini were set up as mechitzes, as columns, to enclose the Mifni. But not here, we are using it as mechitzes beyond that. So the Melech doesn't have, we don't say Allah above it. That's the other rush in the Gemara. But we pass by the first rush. Alright. Wenn ihr Ritzes nicht mehr so ist, ihr seht, das sagt ihr es damals, sagt ihr, so geht es, was sagt ihr, Tina Amuri, die Bechalle nicht mehr, 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 but it's supposed to be, that Tzimi, Abaye says, the skills, the Suki is exuto Shea. Amuri man pitit for Yer, the Seis, in the Kol Tzad. Rom Oma Tzulo, Yol Amuri man pitit for Yer, the Seis, in the Kol Tzad, Kamon, pitit for Uyon, Shom Nisori, Bichudo, Bichayin, Uwe Roshayin, Hakomo, Mitzad, Ritzatsu. Now Mele, that people, so there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. And most Rishayim agree with Tesis. Whenever we say Piti Kayori Tesis. So, according to Tesis and the Rosh, in the Ramban, we only say Piti Kayori, we say same. If it has Dalet Vochim Wim. In other words, let's say, if this is the Tikkun, this is the Tikkun, and this is Dalet Vochim, so then we say Piti Koyer Seisim. But suppose it's narrow, it doesn't have Dalet Vochim, so then we don't say Piti Koyer Seisim. And the Rashi Shiti is that even if it doesn't have Dalet Vochim, we still say Piti Koyer Seisim. The Ramor in Simen Shin Salachale passed in, like most Hashem, that we only say Piti Koyer Seisim if it ends in with a doubt for him. Now sometimes that is negated. Let's say when you have a Shabbos and you want to open the house and you stand up on the stairway, you know, the houses that are open to the street. So there are a few stairs, and for the height of the platform of the doorway is not important. Now the question is, can you take out the key and put it in the keyhole, and put it in the keyhole, and then you open the door, and then you push the door inside. Now, since the key is outside, you see, since the key is outside, so that is like a kabbalah, it's not a rishis rabbi. And when you push the door inside, so you move the key into the rishis hayochi. So it should involve an isya. It should involve an isya of meitzi mikarmeles rishis hayochi. Now, but there is always a mashkin, you know. Above the door, there is a mashkin. With a mashkin. And if you stand beneath the mashkin, so you know that if the mashkin has a mitzvah d'alot vachim in many houses, it has a mitzvah d'alot vachim. But some in certain houses, so the mashkin is not enough. So in the number, if the mashkin does not have the d'alot vachim with, so there you can still take out when you stand beneath the mashkin, but if it doesn't have d'alot vachim with, so you take off the Shabbos key, you put it in the keyhole, and then you open it, but you don't push, first you take out the key, and you put it again on the tie, as a tie holder. But you're not allowed to move the door inside, because there you move the key from Tachas HaMashkei, which is a kamelis, if the mashkei is not d'alot vachim white, so into the Mishayot. But if the mashkin of the house is d'alot vachim white, then you can just push it in, because we say piti koyer is ensei. After all, it has a tikkun and it has three mechitzes. And then, so we say that the piti of the mashkin is here ensei. All right, now. Omar Rodel Abai, with the dog the Amlet, Piti Koyer is saying, a few Hebrews they even and so in. Let's see the Rashi. With the door of the Amlet, Piti Kasach Sadra, you will be saying, Keino, and Amlet, the Sukhava, Suyobem, Sachot, and the Sukhava, and the Sori Mobi. So there is one Hungarian rabbi who had the courage to put in a notice of those who are involved in the Hekka, in the Eira, Borapak, which I mean, all kinds of wood in every section. So, he had the courage, one Hungarian rabbi who had the courage to put in a notice that he's chizah upon the heter, because his heter was based upon Piti Koyer, the same in a certain elevator, in a certain place in Brooklyn. So, the elevator, so Piti Koyer, the same. But then he found out that the boards, the outside boards, do not even have the width of a dalet vachim, so maybe it's chizah from the head. At least one rabbi who had the courage to admit that he made a mistake. So this is how we pass. Not like Rashi, but like most Rishonim, that we only say piti koyer v'seisei, piti koyer v'seisei, if it has the cholatocha as a width of dalet vachim. Now Rashi shita is recounting. So you see, Rashi Shita is to the contrary in Eilat. But even here he doesn't spell it out explicitly. But you see it from the Pashas Aloshim. He says, Homo Mapsu, what am I going to say? He can forge that in the Kamar. Pitiko, Ubion shall be sorry, be chudon, be chain, ubi roshe, and akol with Zarasut. So he says, be sorry. Stam Neser is not our Torah, you see. Stam Neser. So he said, Lido the Amlet Pitiko, Haksad, a year of the same, Tame or Hanami Sukasu Yobem Tahotze, So, Abaye said, in that case, he is made that we cannot say a pity for your decision. The him the Abin, for Suach the next day, do the demogin the foolish, we also need to count for your tears rap. So, Mela, we do not say pity for your decision. Lema Abaye the Mogin, we took the rabbi Shuel to me. Deepa, Achsadre the Biko. Suppose you have, in the Biko, you have a whole Achsadre, a whole roof, a cover, and no mechitzes. This is how Rashi explains. Achsadre Biko has reference to an achsadre that has no mechitzes at all. Not even one mechitzes. But just, you put out a pole here, and then pole here, and then you put a whole ceiling on top of the four poles, and it's completely open, poles in all four sides. This is according to Rashi. Achsadre Biko, Rabo Mamuta Lela Talto Bikule. So Rashi is a big maker. So in other words, the Amunam Piti Koyel, he says, so according to Rashi, he says, Piti Koyel, he says, even if you don't have a single mechitze, you just have four poles, four kind, and on top of the four poles, so you set up a big ceiling, an achsadre. And so beneath that, it's written without there, even more than our damas. Why? Because this is the achsadre that stands on four poles. So we say, this pitikol is here, we say, in the dachis. This pitikol is here, we say, So we have four mechitzes by applying the aloche of pitikol here, we say. Ushmura v'yimu amar, in tal pein boel mit al dames. You go down, we don't pitikol here, we say. We pass like that. So, Shmuel says, we don't say pitikol here, we say. Now, the Gemara in Neiranim, you have to go over the whole Gemara. The Gemara in Neiranim, that's a big dalet. So, because Shmuel, that Tzadidaleh, in Eretz, also applies the concept of Piti Koyel Viseisei. So, you more as the Kashu Mishle in Shmuel, Piti Koyel Viseisei. So, you more in the Teret, Kilesle, Vidalet, Avon Gibu Mishle. So, that's Rashi's Gilesle. That when the Shmuel say, we do not say Piti Koyel Viseisei, that is, if there's not even a single Mechitz. You have four poles, and not a single mechitze. So according to Rav, you say Piti Koyel Viseisei, and according to Shmuel, not. But suppose you have one mechitze. And then you have two poles, then even Shmuel will agree that we say Piti Koyel Viseisei. Ki lesser in Shmuel, Piti Koyel Viseisei Midalit. If the Aroha Piti Koyel will have to apply to all the four sides, then not. But begin with, but if it is necessary to imagine the Piti Koyel Viseisei only in respect to three sides, because we have one Mechitze, one extra Mechitze, then even Shmuel is made. That is Rashi's Yosef and Rashi's Shiv. Now, Rabbi Tam and the Rav are there is not Kilesle in Shmuel. Bidalek, I will begin with Israel. Shmuel, Israel can begin of Pitikho only when the Aloha Pitikho has to be applied to all the four sides. But if the Aloha Pitikho has to be applied only to three sides, so then we do say Pitikho Yer Vesesi. But he is here just the reverse. He has to begin with. I will be Dalek Israel. That's the deal say of Amitam, Yabah, David, the Rambam. Practically no such thing. But there is a fundamental difference between Rabbi Tam and the Rambam. They all have the same verse. other words, so they have the deal saying, Kiwasayu Ishmael Piti Koyati, same begin. When you have only three mechitzes, and you have no fourth mechitze at all, nothing at all, not even token mechitze on the fourth side, just three mechitzes. So then we don't say, in other words, if you have, let's say, three mechitzes. Yeah, three mechitzes. And in the fourth side there is nothing. Not even a token mechitze. So then Shmuel says, we do not say piti for you every season on the fourth side. But Bidalet in the fourth mechitze. In other words, if we have three mechitzes words, and in the fourth side, we also have, let's say, the halacha is in Mobe, that has three mechitzes, in Mobe has also. It's mitzvah by setting up Elechim Mashu on the fourth side. That's in Mobe. But the chotzea cannot be mitzvah by Elechim Mashu. A chotzea cannot be mitzvah by Elechim Mashu. So, how can you be sake in chotzea? In Mobe means that the length is more than the width. But if the length and the width are the same, or if the width is even more than the length, then it doesn't have a din of imobi. And then imobi also means that it has the number of chatzeres, tzaobo. But if it doesn't possess all the characteristics of imobi, then it is treated like chotzer. And the chotzer is not misken by one lechi. But the chotzer is misken either by pas dalet chofim, why? One pas at one corner. Let's say this is the chotzer. If this is the chotzer. So either you set up a pass of Dalet Vohim wide at one corner, or you set up two passes, two Lechoim, of a Mashu each, at each corner, one Lechi at this corner, and one Lechi of that corner. So according to Rabbi Tam, so when Gemara says, Ki Lesley Mishmuel, Piti Poyer Lesey Sem, Pidim, when there is no fourth mechitz at all, just three mechitzes. Then Rab says, we do say piti de lele seise, even though there is no fourth mechitz at all, and Shmuel says, if there is no fourth mechitz at all, we don't say piti de lele seise. But, bidalet, if there are three mechitzes, and there is a token mechitz, or in the fourth side too, if that consists either of a pasdalet or to be choyin of mashu, whatever. So then we do say particular season. Now the question arises, Monesha, if we have three mechitzes moeds, and on the fourth side we have a pasdalet, or we have to be choyin mashu, to be choyin each one of which is a mashu, so then who has to resort to pitiko? So without pitiko, it's good enough? No, the answer is, when the Fiskan al the Lechi or al the Tulichoi or al the Pazdale, only there is no Pesach more than 10 amas. So then it has a din of a Pesach. So together with the Lechi or Tulichoi or Pazdale, so then it becomes good. But if there is an opening in the Piotze of more than 10 amas, then the Lechi isn't effective. So in the case where we have the Pazdale for when the Shmuel admit that there is a loch of piti for you and say, if it has three mechitzes moeds, and on the fourth side it has a pasdal, or it has two passes of a mashu each. But, so why do we need piti kor? But the piyotze, that is called, is more than the names. So then we have, Shmuel is made that we apply the loch of piti for you and say, Vashayim can hold to Rav, so even without any token mechitze on the fourth side, just three sides, we also apply the halacha of piti koyel seise. That's the deal set of the Rid, the Rambam, Rav Metah. But there is one difference between the Rid and the Rambam on one hand and Rav Metah on the other. According to the Rid and the Rambam, who have the same deal set as Rav Metah, but according to them, so even Rav, we pass like Rav, that we do say piti koyel seise, so it's only if there are three mechitzes. in the outer mitzvahs. Then we say pitiko yemesis. Then we say pitiko yemesis. But if there are only two mitzvahs, even if the two mitzvahs are not opposite each other in the form of Imobi and Polish, but if they are even like this, even if they are even together, combined, so then according to the Rishon Rambam, even after is made that we do not say Pitikol Yom Seisei. When those Rav say, we do say Pitikol Yom Seisei, only when there are three mechitzes more, and the fourth side is false. But if there are only two, even if the two are hidden, so we do say Piti, so we do not say Pitikol Yom Seisei, according to the Rishon Rambam. According to Rav Netan, so in so far as Shmuel is concerned, there is no matter between Rav Netan and the Rambam. So Shmuel only applies the din of particular Seisei if the fourth side also has a token mechitzah. But that token mechitzah by itself without Pitikol wouldn't be misaki the Chotzer. Why? Because there is a Pirtz and more than others. Whatever the reason is, all it's called is the layer. I mean, whatever. So, Mashiach came. So then particular Seisei is effective. So that's true. Bein according to the Rambam, bein according to Ramatam. There is no machlekes in respect to Ramatam. But in respect to Rav, there is machlekes. Because according to the Rambam, so Rav is only material, it only allows Pitikoy and Seisei when there are three mechitzes. And the fourth is falling down. But if there are only two mechitzes, even the two mechitzes are arriving together, so Rav is made that we don't take Pitikoy and Seisei. According to Rav Netan, Rav is matter particularly on the Seisei, not only in the case where there are three mechitzes, but even in the case where there are two mechitzes, as long as the two mechitzes are given together, are joined, not in the form of a Tobi and Polish, they're not joined. So there is such a divergence between Rashi Shita and the Shita of Adar Sheni, because according to Rashi, so Rav, when we pass like Rav, is matter particularly on the Seisei without any mechitzes. And Shmuel, if there is one mechitzah gemura, so it's already allowed. According to no doubt, so Shmuel doesn't allow Pitikoy and Seisei even if there are three mechitzahs gemuras. And Rav, so according to the Rishon Rambam, he only allows Pitikoy and Seisei if there are three mechitzahs gemuras, but if there are only two, even if the two are given together, not according to Rav Netan, so Rav allows Pitikoy and Seisei even if there are two mechitzahs, as long as the two mechitzahs are given together. Alright. So the Gemara says, when the Abaye Behove betrug den Rav and Shmuel Kmitri, the Ikra, Ach Sadele Bibiko, Rav Olam Mutami Tauti Bechune, we are going to be the Foyer and Yisei Yisei, who Shmuel Omar, Emi Tauti Mboe, Ole Dao Dames, we are going to be the Foyer and Yisei Yisei. So the Gemara says, Alibe, so, should we say, that Abaye agrees with Rav, accords with Rav, and Rabbi accords with Shmuel. So the Gemara says, Alibe di Shmuel glaunelikli. So according to Shmuel, that we do not say, Piti for you, and say, so glaunelikli, that Sikhe Chalgabi Achsad Roshein of Tzimi, so is Psor. If Abaye remained it according to Shmuel, it would be true. But keep with the Alibi Rav. So Abaye Kirav. The Hoba Malo, Rav Kam Kamara Boso, Elo, the Mechitzis Lach Sadu Udavi, Abu Hoche, the Lav Hoche Abi Delo. So Hoba says, the team got Rav, and we passed like Rav by Shabbos. So Rav only says, Pitifaya, we say the same, in the case of Lach Sadu. So in Lach Sadu, you had four poles, and all the four corners, and then you put up a seal. So when you set up the achsadre, you set up the achsadre that it should be achsadre to enclose this portion of space. So in many ways we can say clearly saying to enclose this portion of space on account of which this achsadre was set up. Machalim came in the case of Sichel. In other words, there is a building And this is the wall of the building. And then there are projections. So when these projections were not set up in order to enclose this open space, they just coincidentally, accidentally, we have here the 50.